The zoning laws have been written up by the feds, and the states then and the counties adopt them through federal grant money that they get to do this. And they go out into rural areas where people move there so they can have junk cars and sheds and say, we've changed the law retroactively, which they shouldn't be able to do. We're going to start fining you, and they have the neighbors tattling and running around and doing this. So let's play this disgusting, disgusting clip. Neighborhood Watch reports people for long grass. Go ahead and roll it.
I know when Walmart had this Buy America campaign, you know, they said that the stuff in their stores was made in the United States. And of course, if you go into a Walmart, it's very patriotic. Flags, banners, stars and stripes banners all over the cashiers and everything. Made in the USA, bring it home to the USA, support American manufacturers that support American jobs. So I called Walmart and I said to them, how many of your goods are made in the United States?
The new machine makes good copies.
Broken down cars, three sheds in the front yard. That may be the way some neighborhoods in Prince William County used to look, but... Friends goes, wow, nitroglycerin pills. Let's throw one and see what happens.
Made in the United States. They wouldn't answer. They said, we don't know. Of course. Flags, banners.
I think reading is the only thing that keeps me sane.
Stars and stripes banners all over the cashiers and everything. Made in the USA, bring it home to the USA, support American manufacturers that support American jobs. So I called Walmart and I said to them, how many of your goods are made in the United States? They wouldn't answer. They said, we don't know. Of course they know. So we went into Walmart and we decided to start counting all the products and what countries they're from. And it was hilarious because we found out Walmart may look out of control, but they've got hidden cameras. So the minute you take out a notebook, all of a sudden your arms go up and you're let out of the store. You can't.
That is changing.
Yeah, some areas once considered rural are now bustling with new development. And with those new homes comes some new pressure to keep up with the Joneses. Peggy Fox shows us how one county is trying to help out.
It doesn't look good. Michelle Cassiato landed what looks like the perfect job. For $70,000 a year, she walks around neighborhoods in Prince William County, taking in the beauty and jotting down the ugly.
You see there's no front license plate.
Uh-huh. What does that tell you?
That tells me it's an inoperable vehicle. It's not properly registered.
You're not supposed to park cars, trucks, boats, and trailers on your lawn.
You see they got wires coming in and out, and that's not kosher to have wires coming out. And if you walk over here, now you can see there's a stack of tires in the backyard.
This is feudalism.
Cassiato is Prince William County's neighborhood coordinator.
Feudalism.
It's a new position to beef up the appearance of neighborhoods in a county that is back.
Now, I spent a little time in the U.S. recently. My parents came to Canada during a previous illegal war, and I was lucky enough to be born there. When I talk to my friends in the States, I hear a lot of despair, and I've tried to engage with some of my friends about what Bush has been doing lately. I ask people, did you watch and listen to that inaugural address? Did you listen to the State of the Union?
Now that he is out of that world, he works as a freelance computer and communication security expert.
Pay for it with your soul, but what the hell? I deserve a little luxury.
You cannot write in Walmart. They think you're a competitor, I guess. I don't know what. But then we try to take some pictures. You can't take pictures in Walmart. They throw you out against the company rules. So we found out, though, that you could act really weird in Walmart, and no one would say a single word. So we put hidden tape recorders in our pocket and just spent months talking out loud to ourselves in Walmart stores. Not one single person ever said anything. So I walk over to the Kathy Lee Gifford rack of clothing, and I'd say, oh, look at these blouses from Malaysia. Look, 38 blouses from Malaysia, $18. Oh, look at these sweaters from China. We did that for months on end, going to Walmart stores in 12 different states, and did our survey and found out, of course, that only 17% of the goods were made in the United States and 83% were made offshore. We found a statement that Walmart had. Walmart has an unprecedented commitment to purchase American-made goods. And I wanted to sue them for false advertising. Until we looked at the small print. Walmart has an unprecedented commitment to purchase American-made goods whenever they can meet the pricing available offshore. So if you work for 9 cents an hour in the United States, Walmart will purchase your goods.
Think you're gonna like felony cars? He's wearing a blue suit. He's writing traffic tickets.
I might be boring most of the time, but who knows? There might be something right around the corner.
Something?
No, not thrilled. Something other folks don't see.
What if it's something you don't understand?
I don't know. Doesn't matter, I guess. I just wanted something.
To be there is the thing, huh, partner?
It's becoming more affluent.
Progress comes everywhere, eventually.
But just the lies, the hypocrisy. When I see the corporations, I see organizations that have lost their moral compass, who don't care, and who can only be reached through massive social pressure.
Yeah, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to need my medication in a real emergency, and I'm going to be one pill short.
And there are always going to be people who liked it the way it was.
When homeowners have clear violations, the neighborhood coordinator has no enforcement power.
You have to take care of yourself. No one's going to do that for you, are they? This is my bed.
Yes, it is.
The Borges once owned the bed. Of course, you have to pay for it with your soul, but...
Number, everywhere at once, across space and time.
Additional value has been taken out of. I think the world is hungry for this book. You know, in essence, this is exactly the attitude.
You did it. You.
I'm gonna make you fucking suffer.
I didn't need a key to get in here, did I?
Hours. But she does work in an office with 14 code enforcement inspectors.
To the Institute in 34 went onward. In 36 they had an experimental test, which is partly successful, but anything but fully successful. It gave them an idea of the fact that they were in the least going in the right direction.
About it in great detail. And nobody, I think it's striking to note, that nobody has succeeded in ruling out the possibility as of today.
Mm-hmm.
For this land, or at best, itinerant. This is Canada's hard-won corner, the territory of the working man, of gas but not much oil, dodgy harvests, drought, and a bitter climate.
Neighbor's oil.
You did it. You.
Good. Done.
Thou shalt not murder thy neighbors in order to steal their oil. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbors, accusing them of illicitly harboring weapons of mass destruction.
At this point, we want to state a few of the rules that are handed to our correspondents when they take over the job of writing letters for this.
Hand over the address of properties like this. When the grass is over a foot high or she finds another violation, she doesn't knock on the door because that can spark a confrontation, but she does write down the address. The owner of this overgrown lawn, B.J. Richardson, thinks it's too much like Big Brother.
Lawnmower's been broken. I'm unemployed, so...
They're working on it.
Emotions in that dream. I vaguely remember being in a very thick, woody section. Trees, birds, leaves, dirt. I heard someone whisper my name. It sounded like your voice. I looked around and I didn't see anyone. I didn't see you. I called out,
You were asking before when criticism began. It actually began in the middle of the 18th century, really, to assume its dominance.
No one answered. I walked deeper into the woods and felt it getting darker and darker, much more darker.
From what I could glean, this seems to involve hacking into the computer systems of various companies and organizations, then telephoning them shortly after they have identified the breach, and offering his services in preventing that sort of thing from happening again.
And I keep hearing people say, you know what, I couldn't watch it. I can't look at his face. I can't listen to his voice, okay? Now you're laughing in recognition.
New metaphysics. Putting some it on it. In the course of things. Sort of drifting by. Drift back. Come back over around.
Other homeowners are pleased with the attention and hope more problems can be addressed.
Swing back over again.
Four-dimensional manifolds. They're called surfaces because they're two complex dimensional manifolds. So they have a natural structure of a complex manifold, something that has two local complex coordinates.
So many sizes and things and shapes. A lot of them. Plus that aura of mystery all over everything. Kind of like in August when all the wood in the wooden house gets all soaked up. All wet. Wet and moist.
We know that no such announcement was ever made. The Silence Control Group won the day. We also know that two more ships, for which we can find no witnesses, either landed sometime after
the
three,
at that point, for the first time, class had assumed social and economic power which was culturally insecure. And the new middle class, the new bourgeoisie, wanted people to write dictionaries to tell them how to spell words. Etiquette books to tell them which fork to pick up.
No one answered.
Grammars to tell them that they weren't supposed to say ain't anymore. And critical books to tell them whether it was okay to read novels to begin with, and if so, which novels were more okay than others. Those people were sent off to school to study the classics, but then came back to talk to their masters about what they should read of current literature.
Lots of instructions also. Gotta be in on the instructions.
Hello. Sir, Tom Clancy, Lone Gunman, Fox News, Phillips ads, Phillips TV ads on TV where F-16s bomb it, and then it goes, the way we change your life, bomb the world.
Before the three landed. Gerald Light specifically states that five ships were present and were undergoing study by the Air Force. His metaphysical experience is evident in that he calls the entities Etherians.
And then they put me on this blood pressure medication, and they forgot to tell me that one of the side effects is that you can't get an erection no matter what.
Coming in at that frequency, new metaphysics. Actually, we don't need no freaking frequencies. I'm in charge here.
I am in charge.
Good. Done. Now, where's my money?
Harry Geiserman.
Connected. I met him in the cathedral town of Ely, just outside of Cambridge, England. We walked through the train station park.
And I've been to college. Got a degree. They gave me that degree, brother, I'll tell you.
On a quick rundown, but here's basically what's going on in the film as I see it.
I'm not kidding, and I'm trying everything. I mean, I got like 30 magazines, and I'm watching.
Diane Selwyn is the main character, and that's played by Naomi Watts. Diane Selwyn is the real person. Diane is an actress, and she is carrying on an affair with Camilla Rhodes, who is Laura Herring's character. Camilla is dabbling with Diane, but in reality is conducting a relationship with Adam Kesher, the director. Diane is love-struck and realizes by going to this party that you see in the film, and this is the very end of the film, it's becoming apparent to her that Camilla is going to marry, as far as she can figure out, she's going to marry Adam Kesher. When she feels that she has lost Camilla, she turns around and hires a hitman. This is done in the Winkies Diner. And you'll notice when she hires the hitman, she puts a picture of Camilla Rhodes down, slides it across, and says, "This is the girl." That is the last time you'll hear that in the film, but it's the first time that it's actually said. The hitman then goes out and kills Camilla and uses a blue key to signify to Diane that the deed has been done. Now, I'm running in a chronological order rather than the order of the film. This is all takes place at the very end of the film. Now, Diane is struck with guilt. She can't believe what she's done. And she goes through a little scene kind of where she masturbates, and then she falls asleep. And
you answered. I couldn't say anything. I was afraid. Afraid of what you would say back. Afraid of what you would think.
And by 1940, the Navy, in the meantime, had funded this project almost from the beginning, with some research funds from the Office of Naval Engineering.
They were interested from a defense point of view, obviously.
That's correct. Yep. That is the object. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt was very interested in this project from the beginning because Tesla was an old friend of his. And that friendship goes back to World War One in 1917, when Roosevelt, then Under Secretary of the Navy, invited Tesla to do some work, war work for the government, which Tesla readily agreed to do. Tesla was, among other things, a patriot. He didn't believe in this country very strongly, and he did a great deal of work for the government. And then when the war was over, he became part of the new organization of RCA. There's a great deal of history for Tesla, which I could go into, but it's not germane, really, to the subject. In any case, they went onward with the research work, and by 1940, they had a fully successful test at the Brooklyn Navy Yard involving a small Navy ship, a tender. And there were two ships adjacent, one starboard, one port, which carried most of the heavy equipment. And the balance of the equipment, the special coils and the antenna, were installed on the ship, which was to be made invisible. And the important point of that test was, while it was completely successful, there were no personnel on board. It was completely deserted insofar as any people, any personnel of any kind.
But I want to make a pitch to you tonight, which is I really believe that we have to listen. In fact, I believe we have to listen even more closely. First of all, because it is a privilege to even be able to choose to despair, to choose to act or not act. And that in itself is a privilege. Most people are acted upon by the policies of this government.
Parking lot until we reached his car, a small blue sedan bristling with antennae. A dozen wires of various sorts jutted out all over it. Yep, that's mine, Alistair said as we approached. The porcupine. Over the next several hours, Alistair and I drove around the area near his house, listening. The dashboard of his car was a jumble of receivers and switches, black wires and knobs. He fiddled to get the right frequencies as we zipped along, listening to the messages flying around us. As we drove down empty roads without a person in sight, the inside of the car sounded like a cocktail party in full swing.
But that turns into four wheel coordinates, which is why there's this funny ambiguity in the terminology. And these were also, the study of these things also dates from the 1950s, when people started studying certain kinds of geometric structures in detail for the first time. So these kind of arose in the study of these complex manifolds. And one of the first places I know where these K3 surfaces came to light was in the following kind of problem. So suppose you write down a simple polynomial equation in many variables, but a single equation. So you might typically write something like z1 to the 4 plus z2 to the 4 plus z3 to the 4 is equal to 1 as some kind of example. Now, the natural context for studying solutions to polynomial equations is, first of all,
people had an iPod, and actually think that the software actually belongs on the, and I would respond to say that, well, if into this thing, why? Because it still needs to get downloaded, and Jobs has more or less said so. They're going to be going for the NB.
That would be helpful the next time around. Death is a beginning, he said. A passing in and a passing out.
The main part of the film, the first hour 45, 2 hours, is a dream. Diane is transferred back through this dream, and this is where we end up at the very beginning of the film. There's the jitterbug scene, which I'll get. I'd like to explain a little bit further here in a minute. And Diane comes into Los Angeles, and it's bright lights. There's the big welcome to Los Angeles. Now, when Diane comes into Los Angeles, she is now Betty. Betty is going to be her character in her dream. She
UG. Okay, I'll get out of here once again. Thanks. Sure glad I can hear you here on 20 meters.
He's like porno, like picture in a picture, and I might as well be watching the Home Shopping Network.
100 degrees here, John and John, right here on the Middle Bosque River. West
and shit
of Waco.
Look funny? So yeah, Bob, it's hysterical.
W5GI and the group K5, Heart of Texas.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're just not...
And I might as well be watching the Home Shopping Network.
It sounds good. It's just, it's different. Every time I hear you, there's something different.
Okay, I'll let you go back to your internet, and I've got to get moving. I've got to take a very fast shower.
Rico, welcome in.
Otherwise, I'll be late.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Don't you just hate when somebody calls in and says, oh, I lived in Baltimore, but I moved to Dallas, but I moved back again. So far as the Cowgirls are concerned, I don't think they're going to have a good year because, as you know, it takes a time for all those draft choices to mesh. And in terms of Kyle Bowles, will you people please leave Kyle alone? He's going to be okay. Jim Fossil's going to have him doing things that you guys never seen before. And I guarantee the Ravens are going to win 13 games this year. And furthermore, those people that keep calling in about, I didn't know that Marcus Douglas was released by the Ravens. That's something
they flaunt it everywhere.
It was a free agent signed in San Francisco.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, but didn't Brian
actually own the deck of those
Roster spaces to fill, and you just mentioned a list of ravens that are immediately gone. How could that be?
You know, that's an interesting statement.
Involves the generation of new neurons.
That could be answered.
That's not the case.
Infinite number of
that
ways, really.
The next
you've got three rosters. So what does that mean? Does that mean he already knows some of the veterans that are with the team last year are going to be let go? I mean, you can interpret that in a number of different ways. I would throw that statement out the window.
Synapses that weren't there before, you grow dendrites, you grow axon terminals that suddenly come together and form synapses.
Cards that I bought in like 1998 that has the Pentagon and the World Trade Center being hit.
Wow. All right, nice talking to you, Alex.
Yeah, we have that somewhere on the website, the photos, of the scans of the car.
Speed. I'm making that speed.
My wife is like, is this what it's going to be like for the rest of our life?
Is Hot Topics in Information Technology. I'm your host, Doug Kay. You're allowed to title a book Hackers and Painters because as I look in your resume, you've actually studied painting in Europe. That's something you don't talk a lot about, but tell us a little bit about.
Who details his personal experience.
How someone with such a strong technical background.
Did you see that?
On your website? No, I didn't.
Found that people who watched just 15 minutes of television had diminished brainwave activity, an indication that their minds were turning off.
I mean, a lot of people watch a lot of video. So who's getting down and crossing themselves? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. I mean, you're not going to just be a blue state person for the rest of your freaking life, are you? Is that the best you can come up with? Believing in that Bow Wow theory of Darwinian evolution? Like a complete intellectual whore loser. Am I right?
And so long as we have that choice, we must choose to listen. We must choose to listen.
Horse.
What?
Horse!
At his Orwellian worst.
Horse. Oh, look around you.
Oh, God, don't you see what's happening? Not down in our very homes. You know who I'm talking about.
The first rule is short and sweet.
You know what
Use small words and short sentences.
Servants, shamelessness.
All right.
Cavorting with that devil.
She's fine.
No! Drugs! Drugs are meant. Murder! Rape! Incest! Spanish wine! Dildos! Anal intercourse! Listen to me!
Come on, please, let's go home. Come on.
You employ one of them.
Seventh, aquí tramite Kilo Golfo número 2, Rubén.
Oh, that is
Brooklyn,
everybody's business.
No, un Kenwood 870.
It was a paradise. And then a serpent came into that garden.
On the side over here, I got a 9.
Stop. Oh, Clyde. I have nothing against a good fuck. But there is danger here. Somebody has to do something about it.
Stand up for what I think I really need to have, and
just drop it. Okay.
Store in the lower 20s I walked into here. I never liked the idea of a store anyway. Spend half your time waiting to do the accounting and anal bookkeeping retental cash register kind of thing. I don't know.
Sorry. But his heart was finer metal than any gold his shovel ever brought to light. Any, indeed, that was ever mined or minted. Whenever he was out of luck and a little downhearted, he would fall to mourning over the loss of a wonderful cat he used to hold. For where women and children are not, men of kindly impulses take up with pets.
Listen closely. We have to understand how he is harnessing our most cherished ideals. Freedom from oppression, women's rights, human dignity, democracy, to justify the precise opposite. We cannot turn away.
Try not to steal anything on the way out.
Doing the math again. Certain structures that affect other structures. I'm telling you. They tell you it's 2 plus 2 equals 4. You try and do the math at home.
Why, it consists of assuming that the whole...
And you get all fucked over. I'm telling you. I go figure...
A
flocks.
The wrong freaking answer.
Having orgies. I mean, you can see it on people's front lawns. A bunch of grackles going insane. I mean, they're really funny.
Certain structures
from Hollywood, the NBC Theater.
Concepts.
This is a sign of a tough-minded, stubborn individual who rejects
all kind of things, like a jigsaw puzzle. Except, who tells you what that puzzle is framed with, huh?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have a copy of 30 Days in the Samarkand Desert with the Duchess of Kent by A.E.J. Elliott, O.B.E.?
Well, I don't know the book, sir.
Never mind. How about 101 Ways to Start a Fight?
By?
An Irish gentleman whose name eludes me.
It is if you keep talking like that. Maybe if you suck it a little. What?
Especially to talk about the form which was invented at that moment in the middle of the 18th century. Milton to talk about what the talking classes people and from what with and read novels to begin with, and if so, which novels were more okay than others. Those people were sent off to school to study the classics, but then came back to talk to their masters about what they should read of current literature, especially to talk about the form which was invented at that moment in the middle of the 18th century, what's become the dominant literary form, the novel. And then after a while, what happened is that the people who were entrusted with writing guidebooks and the equivalent of etiquette books and grammar books began to get very high and mighty about what they were doing and began to think of themselves as somehow, I mean, their whole notion of their own prestige and position in society depended upon the fact that they were the authorities on what was literature and what was not.
Depended on the acceptance of their authority.
It's more complicated than that, because actually the people who asked them to tell them, who actually stated the map, because it depended
on the acceptance of their authority.
It's more complicated.
Disgust. The reason why we cannot turn away in disgust is because
they get the map, because actually the people who asked them to tell them what were legitimate books and what were not often told them things which they didn't listen to. For instance, one of the first things excluded by polite criticism from literature is the most popular of all forms. I mean, unredeemably popular, which is, say, porn.
Porn, yeah.
Right? It wasn't that their masters didn't read pornography, but they paid only lip service to it, but they read it secretly, shamefacedly, and prevented their children, especially their daughters, from reading it. But after a while, it didn't even matter, because what happened is that the critic pedagogues found themselves a home in the universities. And the last development of the thing, that's what really happened, I suppose, in the 20th century, and maybe didn't come to a head until the great growth of American universities after World War II. What happened is that the determination of what was literature got turned into the question of what is taught in classes in literature. Literature is what is taught in classes in literature. What's taught in classes in literature? Literature is a perfectly circular definition, which gets you no place. And then people began bootlegging the pleasure which literature is all about someplace else, in the books outside of the classroom.
Sure, I went away.
Is the same thing as the sum of the
itself. And it covers the police state, what happened on 9/11, and who the globalists really are, this dark secret society that controls our planet. Toll-free number to get a hard copy, 1-888-25.
He warned me to be on guard, and a short time later, Andrew and I had seen some probes against our computers, which he easily fended off.
Ooh.
live on a plate and say, here, eat this, you know. And you know, you're used to being told what to do all the time, and you never consider that, in fact, the adults might actually be kind of clueless sometimes and give you the wrong stuff, right? And so the life that we give teenagers to lead now is actually terribly broken, because of some things that have happened, you know, in the economy. Teenagers are economically not all that useful now, but you have to do something with them, and so you sort of store them in this warehouse for their teenage years until they're old enough to be trusted.
Next one blows up your fucking dick.
Looking at a dead man. You're a fucking dead man.
Bastard!
You know, don't.
You point the gun at me. You know who I am. I am Gino Mazzoni. Capisci? Non essere stupido. Dammi la pistola.
No, Gino, please.
Dammi la pistola.
Gino, sit down.
We're family, Jesse. Family, Caesar. Family. Now, give it to me.
Don't shoot.
Sugar Delta X-ray, and then in the middle I've got the 756 Pro by Icom. So
the moment?
No, well, we haven't got it in stock, sir.
Well, not to worry. Can you help me with David Copperfield?
Ah, yes, Dickens.
No.
A big one?
No, Edmund Wells.
I think you'll find Charles Dickens wrote David Copperfield, sir.
No, Dickens wrote David Copperfield with two P's. This is David Copperfield with one P by Edmund Wells.
David Copperfield with one P?
Yes, I should have said.
Yes, well, in that case, we don't have it.
But...
metaphysics. Metaphysics.com, of course. Cigar-shaped mothership. Put the W's if you've never done it before and need desperately to hide that fact before you can show your thin, toned, not quite yet destroyed completely by life in the Matrix, physical body on the corpus of your membership for fear of being rejected and primarily humiliated.
Unreachable, ultimate level of infinity, the Absolute. The Absolute was God himself.
Level of existence that you live in.
33139.
Numbers of the beast there.
The fact that these forged documents existed.
So much exciting news product going on these days.
picks this name up from the waitress at Winkie's when she's hiring the hitman. The waitress has a name tag on that says Betty. She arrives with some friends she's made on the airplane and then heads off to her aunt's apartment, which apparently is the most incredible apartment you can have in Los Angeles in an old kind of garden-style apartment. There she meets Coco, and Coco is actually Adam Kesher's mother, who she had met at the party the night she realized that she had lost Camilla to Adam Kesher. So there are some lines that are repeated there, the way that Coco introduces herself to the party and again introduces herself at the apartment. So she's at the apartment. When she's at the apartment, she meets Rita. Now, Rita is, and this is where it gets difficult again, Laura Herring's character, Camilla, who has had a failed hit attempt. In the very opening scenes of the film, she's traveling along Mulholland, two gentlemen in the car getting ready to kill her, and some kind of street racers come along. There's a big crash. She loses her memory, wanders down into the Sunset District, kind of Beverly Hills, West Hollywood there, and ends up in this apartment complex, goes into the apartment that it turns out that Betty is going to be staying in. Betty mistakes her for a friend of her aunt, and kind of in a Nancy Drew kind of approach, becomes friends with her. Now, luckily, Camilla cannot remember anything, and so she sees a poster with the name of Rita Hayworth on it and takes the name Rita.
On the lowest transfinite level was the infinity of the integers and the rational and algebraic numbers.
Fucking antihistamines, I don't know what I'm saying.
Fucking counter logic of the text translated from probably the German in this case. Goddamn handbook. Being forced to read with a gun to my head. As if I want to ejaculate later, I have to use the handbook.
For an important announcement following this live documentary.
For they must love something. And he always spoke of the strange sagacity of that cat with the air of a man who believed in his secret heart that there was something human about it, maybe even supernatural.
Ed, and we'll be on with this in just a moment.
Look, I had a party last night. I went to a place on M Street. Buzzy Coathanger was there.
Oh, we're on. Okay.
It's still following me. Okay, I won't pay attention to the shame and the hurt and the molestation I had as a child. I won't pay attention.
The fact that she can't remember anything helps because, obviously, in the dream here, she's dealing with Betty, who's the person that had her killed.
And were being circulated amongst right-wing newspapers in Baghdad and around the world in the immediate aftermath of the fall of the Iraqi regime. Now, Senator, I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis, but they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time.
In college, right? And this ends up producing this life that's just disastrous to live in. It just feels really terrible. And they even have this excuse about why you feel so terrible. It's hormones, right? But, you know, you never hear any mention of hormones before the 20th century. You never hear any of this, any references to this idea that all teenagers are supposed to be crazy. So I think if there's something else that makes teenagers feel so unhappy and so crazy, and that is the weirdness of high school. And merely knowing that there's something terribly wrong should make them feel better. It's like, you know, you're walking around
There's two things going on here with Betty. First of all, Betty's trying to establish her career as an actress in Los Angeles, and also she's going to help Rita figure out who she is and regain her memory.
War demanded a super careful selection, he said. It is now a precise collection of the unforgettable moments of my
life. Well, there's a sense, really, in which your analysis is itself self-justifying if you deny that there is a distinction between, say, literature and the kind of porn that was mostly read in the 19th century in England. But then you can indeed say that everything is literature. But aren't you playing with a definition? If what you say is correct, then don't we need another word that distinguishes between, say, Eudora Welty and Mickey Spillane?
What I would like to do, when I have no sense that I've done yet, but I intend to spend the rest of my life doing as a critic, is trying to see if it would be possible to distinguish between good books and bad books, better books and worse books,
without using more effective,
without smuggling into that definition a distinction between high and low, which is no longer viable in any mass society, but belongs to certain kinds of hierarchical, class-ordered societies, which don't exist either in the capitalist world or the socialist world.
What is your opposition to the use of the word high? That is sort of elitist in feel?
That kind of criticism is elitist criticism, and understand that most Marxist criticism is elitist criticism in the sense that I'm talking about now. And buried in it someplace is the assumption that the best kind of books are the books which can be enjoyed by a small, highly trained, overeducated elite. And that I think what happens after a while, I'm talking about what seems to me the facts of the case, is that people are trained to respond only to certain elements in literature which were prized by the critics of a generation or two before them. Like ambiguity, symbolism.
Pink elephants.
On the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs?
With the Philadelphia experiment.
Analogies on these standardized tests. Parts. And sometimes that's not the case. Consider the following. For a given country might have a strong motive to try to develop chemical and biological weapons. Why? Because if that country did so, it would have a potent weapon, and the threat to use that weapon could give it a dominant position in world politics.
So that after a while people lose the common touch. You know, the real opposite of elitist criticism was defined once by Tolstoy in his long essay, What is Art? And it's a position which tempts me a lot, but I'm not quite ready to take. Tolstoy said, the only kind of art which should be considered good, desirable, socially useful, is the kind of art which joins together rather than separates. The best book, therefore, would be a book which men and women, children and adults, black and white, educated, uneducated,
Charles
sophisticated,
Dickens.
Or Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Hey, you've got a lot of books here.
Yes, we do, but we don't have David Copperfield with 1P by Edmund Well.
Are you quite sure? Not worth just looking?
Definitely not.
Meanwhile, we have some scenes of Adam Kesher, who is the source of her problems as she sees them, because she has stolen her love. And Adam needs to be explained in what's going on. So Adam is having the worst day imaginable. He is trying to direct a film. He has to go in and meet with some producers. And this harkens back to kind of when the studio bosses ran everything. It turns out there's some syndicate or mafia people involved. And they have decided that a particular actress needs to be put in place of the lead actress in his film. He resists this, and the film's taken away from him. Suddenly his bank accounts are zeroed out. He can't seem to go anywhere and have anything go right. He goes home and finds out that his wife is sleeping with a fool man, played by Billy Ray Cyrus. And again, that is the person I had the pleasure of meeting, Lori Herring, who is just, she was great. I had so much fun that day with her. Anyways, he has kind of a little tantrum there, goes storming out, gets beat up by Billy Ray Cyrus, and goes and hides out in a motel.
Someone, after having read some of my writings on religion, sent me a bumper sticker, which I really like. It says, when religion ruled the world, they called it the Dark Ages. And this is what these people represent. They want to keep people in ignorance and chained to superstition, because then they can get them to act against their own interests and keep them from rising up to rid themselves of...
I was going to shake the dust of this crummy little town off my feet, and I was going to see the world, build things, do things, travel.
About the house and all the renovations and everything?
Yeah, and he always puts out a number every year, so I don't know, I mean... He usually does a good job of actually identifying the number.
And how do I do that with the people that are around? There are many different ways. There are community functions.
And if I do want to bring change, how do I intend to bring that change? Do I intend to...
I'm just experimenting, Sonny. Over.
NE9M, KJ70, and I'm going to go QRT now. KJ70 going QRT.
The next day, Lyle and Mark headed down Highway 17 to Santa Cruz to visit a hot tub place near the campus of the University of California at Santa Cruz. While they were driving through the Santa Cruz Mountains, Mark's cell phone rang. He answered, and the voice said, "Hi." Mark recognized the caller immediately as someone he knew only slightly, but who had links to the computer underground. "I haven't forwarded my phone, and I don't give out my cell phone number," Mark said. "How did you get my number?" "Let's just say I came across it somehow," the caller answered. "I just wanted to tell you, I know who broke into your computer yesterday. It was Mitnick and his friends, and they were really pissed. They didn't get what they wanted." The name Kevin Mitnick was a familiar one to Mark, as it was to anyone who followed the history of the shadowy world of the computer underground.
And you feel, oh my God, I feel terrible, what's going on with me? And then you take your temperature, and you have a temperature of 102. Well, that explains why you have a headache, right?
Is your sense that it's fairly specific to American culture in the 20th and 21st centuries?
Well, I've gotten a lot of emails from people all over the world saying, wow, it's just like this in my country, too. I've had so much email about this. I mean, literally, probably 2,000 emails about this. I think it's worse in America, but it's just fundamentally the same problem everywhere.
Is there a solution? You see something that...
They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint...
This part of Saskatchewan and into Alberta, I have to say, they collapse and decay. They die rather beautifully. They take on gray, brown hues. The red paint peels away. Moss takes over their roofs before they finally fall to the ground.
as you drive down a road on the prairie.
Where are you going?
If you are from there, if you've driven down that road a million times before, there are even traces that are completely invisible in your memory of whatever event occurred in your life in that place.
There will be traces of you left behind. It just seems to me a landscape which offers these scant clues. Mm.
Karen Soley.
Last year I was talking with Sean Virgo, who's down by East End, and it was a year where the South saw a lot of rain. He told me that there were wildflowers that even some of the oldest people in the town had never seen before.
But understand, because the vortex opened, because everything's different now.
Or Margaret Mitchell.
I call my doctor and the nurse answers the phone. I said, hi, is Dr. Douglas in, please? She said, well, he's with the patient. Can I help you? And I said, no, well, I want to talk to him. She goes, Mr. Schimmel, I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for 18 years. You could talk to me. I said, well, I can't get it up. Please hold for the doctor.
When we start talking about popular literature, we're driven to talk about kind of books. There's an old name for this, too, which produce ecstasy. Goes back to Longinus. That is to say, books which temporarily release you from the ordinary limits of consciousness. There's a sentence in Thoreau someplace in which he says, the best of all states is to be in dreams awake. Great literature lets us have the experience that we have when we dream with a certain kind of control which belongs to a waking state. And if you start doing that, then you talk about myths. And then you say to yourself, you can begin to answer a question which really has puzzled me all my life. It's a great series of books in the United States, which begins with Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin. It is answered by Thomas Dixon, The Klansman, and The Leopard Spots, which then become B.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation, clearly the best movie an American ever made, and ends with Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind.
In sign.
Because it's more intense. And you can turn your attention to other thoughts and other feelings, other expectations, other imaginations. And it'll be different.
The show is from deep, deep, deep in the archives.
Intention. Attention.
Institute of Advanced Study was not classified, and it was purely research conducted by the Institute with some Navy backing, Navy funds.
In the course of investigating that question, of actually seeing that indeed that is the case, that there are only five, and there can be only five, there will always be only five. In proving that, we're going to see several methods of thinking that are intriguing and are apt and appropriate. for dealing with worlds well beyond mathematics. One method is to try things and fail. Making a mistake and then learning from the mistake and seeing why that attempt failed is an excellent way to force us to see what is true. That's a terrific strategy for thinking. The second one is to seek essential ingredients. Seek the essence. Maybe like this one.
How about great expectations?
Yes, well, we have that.
That's G-R-A-T-E expectations, also by Edmund Wells.
Yes, well, in that case, we don't have it. We don't have anything by Edmund Wells, actually. He's not very popular.
Not Nicholas Nickleby? That's K-N-I-C-K-E-R-L-E-S-S?
No.
Christmas Carol with a K?
No.
How about A Sale of Two Titties?
Definitely not.
Sorry to trouble you.
Not at all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh!
Yes.
I wonder if you might have a copy of Rana B. Budd.
No, as I say, we're right out of Edmund Wells.
No, not Edmund Wells. Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens?
Yes.
You mean Barnaby Rudge?
No, Rana B. Budd by Charles Dickens. That's Dickens with two Ks, the well-known Dutch author.
No, well, we don't have Rana B. Budd by Charles Dickens with two Ks, the well-known Dutch author. And perhaps to save time, I should add that we don't have Carnaby Fudge by Dahl's Chickens, or Farnborough Sludge by Miles Pickens, or even Stickwick Stapers by Fowles Wickens with four M's and a silent Q.
Occasionally that happens. For the most part, no. The everyday learning we make, here's a new person, here's their name, you didn't just make a new neuron, you didn't just make a new synapse. What you do is you strengthen the functioning of a pre-existing synapse.
Thirdly, ultimately all causation is a resonant causation. It's only a sliver of reality that responds to collision or impact causation. And for the last several hundred years, you have chosen, individually and collectively, to live with inside that sliver. A little bitty space. It's pretty big, admittedly so, but you've chosen to live within that. And therefore making it appear as though causation comes from impact. That it's a linear process of collision. It is a competitive process of survival, strongest, fittest, more intimidating, more overpowering, more dominating influence. Now that history has ended, that everything is different, resonant causation, which has always been the ultimate causation of everything, becomes more and more intense, more and more evident, more and more visible, while impact causation becomes weaker and weaker and weaker.
I had no choice.
And that's what makes a lot of people real angry. Particularly the chauvinists, male and female, chauvinists of your world. Because they are counting on a system of reductionist logic, a system of evolution, of linear evolution, a system of conflict, a system of impact, a system of cause leading to effect. Because that's what the whole system of singular authority is based upon.
Tesla was named the original director by Roosevelt in 1934. Tesla remained director for this project until March of 1942. Now, there's a lot more history in here, and I'm going to have to fill in and let you know how I got involved in this thing.
All right.
I was not born Al Bielek. I was born Edward Cameron, and that was in August 4th, 1916. Somewhat at variance with my birth certificate, as Al Bielek, which says I was born in March of 1927.
Hmm.
I was actually born in 1916. My father was Alexander Duncan Cameron Sr., who was a Navy man. And he went into the Navy, since we can't find any records to show when he went in and when he went left, estimated in 1910, because he was born in 1891.
Why is there this disparity in your birth certificate and your real age and real name?
Well, you have to get into the rest of the story to understand why. Now, there was no secret about my history at that time, up through that entire period. Nor my brother, who was Duncan Cameron, who was born about 7 months after I was. Same father, different mother. Father was a, shall we say, a ladies' man. And he had quite a few under his wing. Two common law marriages at that time. The first two wives were not legal, but from that point on they were legal. In any case, 1917, the war became a hot issue. He was called by the Navy to go to sea, and he abandoned the two women, and we were both raised by Auntie Cameron in Long Island.
Sure enough, the minute he's in the motel, they find out that he's there, and the manager comes and says, look, you're going to have to leave because this syndicate's following him. Then his assistant lets him know that there's somebody that wants to meet him.
Please copy.
The cowboy, somebody we'll talk about later on, goes up and meets the cowboy. Cowboy basically says, look, this is the girl that's going to be in the
deal.
Film. There's some great dialogue and scenes there. Damn. Obviously, I'm shooting through it. I'm just trying to get a scope of the film here. He relinquishes, goes back, and decides he's going to go ahead and put the girl in the film that needs to be in there. Now, both the syndicate and the cowboy have let him know that this is the girl. And that's the term they use for it. This is the girl.
Try to find a way. You know, this is something that's good that I want to offer the community. Of course, it's going to create a change. Can I do this in a way that won't be painful to all the other people who are around me? Or am I just after the brute force technique of...
And that seems to be the modern picture of what plasticity, of what learning and memory is about. It's not so much you're making...
Council sent some press guidance on the new FCC ruling.
The FCC reached a compromise with Congress on media consolidation. Happened about an hour ago.
Media consolidation?
You know, that plan to let corporations buy up more and more local TV stations.
So they backed off.
Yeah, because who wants the same bunch of big shots controlling the media?
Those are talking points on the VP's energy speech, so you can help me control the media.
What's the compromise?
Instead of letting one company own stations reaching 45% of all the viewers, the FCC has agreed they can only reach 39.37%.
39.37%?
This stuff can be very scientific.
I'm going to need a slide rule in my briefing. 39.37%.
On the energy speech, if you get questions, you'll help me
control the media.
Thanks.
Catherine Harper, this is Debbie Fitterer, the President's personal secretary. Kate, it's our new NSC deputy. I'm bringing you in to see the President.
Very nice to meet you. The President's been running quite a bit late today.
That's okay, ma'am.
Please call me Debbie.
Thank you, ma'am.
Top of our class at Annapolis. Once an ensign, always an ensign.
Your locator box.
Why, yes. This is so we know where the first family are at all times.
Forgive me for... Do you think you should have it facing out?
Excuse me?
Secret Service locator boxes are code word clearance or higher. Guests in this wing of the building just need an absence of felony charges. Some congressmen don't even meet that standard.
We've been looking for a reason to keep out the congressman.
Just trying to be helpful, ma'am. Debbie.
On second thought, feel free to call me ma'am.
You'll let us know when the President's free?
Yes.
So nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Mitnick had grown up in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California during the 1970s and had made the transition from the hobbyist world of phone freaks who tampered with the telephone system to computer crackers who used networks to break into computers. There seemed to be one significant difference between Kevin Mitnick and the thousands of teenagers who seemed to be imitating Matthew Broderick in the movie War Games. Mitnick seemed remarkably incorrigible. Barely 31 years old, he had been arrested 5 times already, going back as far as 1980, when he was only 17. Mitnick was currently on the run from a variety of law enforcement agencies, including the FBI. John Markoff, a New York Times technology reporter both Mark and I knew well, had co-authored a book called Cyberpunk about computer crime, including Kevin Mitnick. He had also written an article about Mitnick in July 1994, saying that he had outfoxed federal and state officials for more than a year. The article reported that Mitnick was a suspect in the computer network theft of software from as many as a half dozen cellular telephones.
Why don't you try W.H. Smith's?
Got it. They sent me here.
Oh. Did they?
I wonder...
Oh, do go on, please.
I wonder if you might have the Amazing Adventures of Captain Gladys Stoat pamphlet and her intrepid spaniel Stig amongst the giant pygmies of Beckles, Volume 8.
No, we don't have that.
Were involved the lion's share of the scams with Saddam, even during the 12, 13 years of sanctions. They were the ones doing the lion's share of the bid rigging and the scamming, and sure, some Europeans did it. Galloway wasn't involved, but then they created false documents to try to demonize him, to try to attack him. And it was absolutely disgusting. It was absolutely transparent. And he just stood up to them and threw it back in their face, and they looked like
bases of male dominance.
My word, Vice, I busted that pig for beating up a whore. My other guy, I could use a doctor. Dr. Smith and Wesson for a frontal lobotomy.
Heath Ledger leads a band of legendary skateboarders in Lords of Dogtown. I'm Roger Ebert.
Time I was demonstrating some sweet jumps Napoleon Dynamite style on the family driveway, there were some California that revolutionized this
morning. We as a society can do to alleviate this problem, because there's a lot of pain and suffering going on during those.
Last week we talked about, in fact, I myself went into what I saw happening in Boulder, Colorado, and how a lot of people moved in when I lived there, especially in the 80s and 90s, how more and more people moved in and how a lot of them came with an idea of, I wanted to go someplace. Maybe I wanted to come someplace a little bit more beautiful. Maybe property values were a little bit lower so I could make it a more affordable stand, you know, right, in my home and professionally in the community. And then what what I also was talking about was that it changed and impacted the community much more in a negative way. People brought in their own value systems, yet still ironically looking for a change.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought their own value systems in, which changed the basic premise. And the basic premise was that in Boulder, the quality of life was much more, that was the central concern.
If you're working in a for-profit company in the Anglo-American system of capitalism, your principal obligation
print is made. The seal of the college.
Well, it may not make much sense to you because you can read The Rover Boys and find in it something that for someone of your ingenuity is pretty exciting. But surely a careful librarian ought to separate The Rover Boys from Huckleberry Finn.
The careful librarians put Huckleberry Finn in the Rover Boy category when it came out and threw it out of the libraries.
Well, but
they said
wrong.
This was a trashy book with a vulgar cover intended for kids. There was only one literary critic who really understood what Huckleberry Finn was about when it first came out. Do him honor by mentioning his name now. That's Andrew Lang, who was one of the first critics in English to worry about the question of popular literature. That I'm talking. No, look, there's a kind of riddle we have. It's not just a case of my rescuing the Rover Boys.
Go ahead, I'll fix this.
Out of, just to show how ingenious and perverse I can be, but of trying to come to terms with certain books that the critics have never praised, that the librarians have never wanted to stock, and that refuse to die.
The American government was a branch of business.
It's on your diploma.
I can steal it.
If they're in condition. If they're not in condition, it's not fair. They're still better than.
I can steal it.
The chauvinist in you.
I can steal it.
Past the point of environmental collapse, the point of no return in the mid-80s.
I can feel it.
Auntie Arnold, actually, is her name, married. And we never saw Father except maybe once a year.
If he is able to do this, if he is able to take...
I can feel it.
Common knowledge and things that Dante would have been able to assume on the part of an educated audience in his own time. So that essentially, for a while, what we're going to do is talk about that kind of background before we plunge into the poem, starting with, in particular, the world that Dante inhabited in Florence.
I think it's important to say that the poem, the Commedia in Italian, the Divine Comedy we call it today in English,
the stamp of approval.
Rider Haggard's Sheep was written, I believe, 75 or 80 years ago. It's never been out of print for a single moment. Bram Stoker's Dracula, always regarded as trash, absolutely immortal. If survival is a test, I mean, the critics don't even know how to deal, most of them, with the kind of books that prove their merit by surviving. And the people who make a priori generic judgments can't tell why Bob Dylan is good, let's say, and some other writer of rock lyrics is bad.
If you're working in a for-profit company in the Anglo-American system of capitalism, your principal obligation...
I can feel it. 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 I can
open your world with more people trying to have impact in a harsh, punishing, in a conflicting, competitive way.
To their coming of age.
Yeah, it's a real nice story. And as you mentioned in your...
Most of us do believe that when we understand physics better, we will rule it out, but we have not done so yet. So the
I can feel it.
And see what we get. Now, when you unfold this piece of paper, what you see is sort of a jumbled, chaotic mess. And it seems completely devoid of structure or of any kind of pattern, because it's just a bunch of wrinkles.
It was a miracle I even got out along with alive. This town.
It's too late to do anything now, so why even try to stop?
Well, that, I mean, look, you can just picture it.
Answer the question, Alex, and it really bothers me, because these are smart people.
And the street below showered in shards of broken glass.
Yet found a good way of thinking about them. Throughout my life as a scientist, I've been absorbed with exploring
a blind pencil seller waving his stick, shouting for his dog that lay dead on the side of the road. And me, if you can believe this, at the wheel of the car, closing my eyes and actually playing. to you, Santa. Till the end of the world.
Mr. Ken Berry.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean. I'm here tonight as a basketball fan, and I have been a fan ever since I was knee-high to Wilt Chamberlain. Which was day before yesterday. Some things never change. They say he's extravagant with his money because he has four different limousines. The fact is, he needs four cars, one for each direction. Such big cars like Rolls Royces and Bentleys. Well, they're the only cars with glove compartments big enough for his watermelons.
To where I had it before, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Of the citizens in the town, and it was just a consensus, pretty much. And then what happened was the quality of life became subject to much more material concerns and sort of more of a quantification of how much can I get and how much can I have and what can I take. And
it reverted to the obvious measure of life quality.
Mm-hmm.
Embraced by the majority of the population.
Yeah, so and the people, ironically, instead of just going and how can I experience life in a new way, they brought their own value systems and changed Boulder into basically what they came from.
I know. They went the easy route.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a lot more easy. It's a lot easier to stay unconscious than it is to wake up. And that's a basic premise, too. And it's facing America today.
It's also a lot easier to look at what you have and the size of your house and, you know, how much money you're making and measure the value of your life from that perspective than it is to have to reflect every day and consider how much quality you have in your life. That's not quite so easy. It's a little more tricky.
So if I could interrupt here, though, those are pretty demanding things for someone to
wake up every morning.
And what people should do is try to find ways to do both.
Because they'll decide it's all good or it's all bad.
Funny, we've got a lot of books here. Well, I mustn't keep them standing here.
Oh, well, do you have...
No, we haven't. Sorry, no, it's 1 o'clock now.
I saw it over there. Olsen's Standard Book of British Birds.
Olsen's Standard Book of British Birds?
Yes.
O-L-S-E-N.
Yes.
B-I-R-D-S.
Yes.
Yes, well, we do have that, as a matter of fact.
The expurgated version.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
The expurgated version. The
expurgated version of Olsen's Standard Book of British Birds?
The one without the gannet.
The one without the gannet? They've all got the gannet. It's a standard British bird, the gannet. It's in all the books.
Well, I don't like them. They wet their nests.
All right, I'll remove it. Any other birds you don't like?
I don't like the robin.
The robin? Right, the robin. There you are. Any others you don't like? Any others?
The nuthatch.
Right, the nuthatch.
We both had the advantage of a family with money and a social position, and we were admonished by father to go get a good education, which in the Depression years, of course, was probably the appropriate thing to do because there wasn't much else to do.
Sure.
So we did. We both acquired an education in physics, a PhD. I first went to Princeton, then I was transferred to Harvard.
Growing problem in the proliferation of mini-computers. The school's computing center had earlier tried to maintain a monopoly over all academic computing.
Killers of your game. Impatience will shut you down faster than just a...
I think heroism should be the last resort. as a last resort. As a last resort.
Story about India.
Bit out of the way for a layover.
The CWA says you're shipping 17,000 computer programming jobs there.
That's proprietary information.
Then why is India signing this trade deal? India, which hated the agricultural provisions, hated the light industrial provisions.
There's a chance JCN will be moving some programmers there.
You can't do this. After everything I negotiated for you?
You toughened copyright enforcement. Now it's safer for us to move sensitive programming work overseas.
Over time, fine, but not overnight. We worked together for months without one word about this.
It's an internal business decision.
Yet somehow the nation of India, population 1 billion and rising, slipped into a JCN board meeting?
We lobbied through our trade association. That's how these things work.
No, when I help you on a trade deal, you don't lobby behind my back. That's how these things work.
It's economics.
It's politics, and you know it. Now I got a union problem. When they go nuts, I got a congressional problem.
We'll help you lobby. We're good at that.
It's not going to pass. 17,000 flesh and blood families spread over who knows how many congressional districts?
More like 3.3 million jobs over the next 10 years. Industry-wide, of course.
You're handing out pink slips when we're popping champagne corks and Brussels sprouts.
We can hold the announcement. But American programmers make 40 bucks an hour. In India, it's 10.
How much would you save if you move your CEO to India?
This is how free trade works. You can't be surprised jobs are moving overseas.
These jobs, yes. $80,000 a year jobs, yes. The jobs this deal is supposed to create on the day we're leaving to sign it?
Automakers innovated the way we do. Today's cars would get 100,000 miles per gallon and cost 50 cents.
They'd only be this big. I need you to spread the layoffs over a couple of years.
Can't do it.
Retrain them. Shove them in a back office.
We're a business, not a halfway house.
Is that what you told the head of your union?
No. But feel free to tell him yourself. I'm sure he's on his way over here right now.
For many European farmers who say globalization is destroying a way of life on their continent, that global corporations will now reap the gains.
My thumbs up video pick this week is Stripes.
Our modern society, we're all of a sudden beginning to say, well, maybe there is an effect on the biological human being.
The Taj Mahal and silken Samarkand and the moon pools of the East and Everest and the deep Aegean. Yeah. Pipe dreams.
Why?
Well, my deaf ear, for one thing.
Oh, that was when Howie, your kid brother, fell through the ice back in 1919.
I jumped.
Our most cherished ideals.
Five, four, three, two, one. What do you think? 1, 2, 3. In U9N, KK6BS.
Okay, hello, John. This is KK7TV, Randy, Phoenix, Arizona, running an ICOM 781.
All right. One drink.
What would you like?
Beer.
Beer. Of course. Sit down.
Thanks.
You seem uncomfortable. Do I make you nervous, Gorky?
No.
Thirsty, maybe.
Curious, maybe.
That's funny. I'm feeling a little bit curious myself. That's a great tattoo. Beautiful Labrys. Are you surprised I know what it is?
Maybe.
I have a tattoo. Would you like to see it? A woman in upstate New York did it for me. Do you like it?
Say it does not follow that a book is good because Nabokov wrote it, nor that one is bad because Spillane wrote it.
It may be such that you are.
I was sorry for a long time after. Couldn't even touch it. But now I love the way it feels. Isn't it obvious? Been trying to seduce you.
Why?
Because I want to. I've wanted to ever since I saw you that day in the elevator. I know you don't believe me, but I can prove it to you. You can't believe what you see, but you can believe what you feel. I've been thinking about you all day.
He planned this whole thing. He got that earring to sink on purpose, didn't you?
If I say yes, will you take your hand away?
No.
Such a good impression of her. Then she introduces me to her girlfriends, which are sometimes even hotter. When that happens, don't make the following mistakes. You will see when it happens for the first time that the hot chick you approached, but she is unable to talk to you because of boyfriend, introduces you to her nice friends. Guys tend to start thinking that they are on top of the world, and then mistakes come. For example, don't talk to her friends where you know her from. It is just an excuse, or even worse, if you tell you know her from work, but they all work in the same place. You have just gotten all the recommendation you ever needed, and just continue talking with her friends. There is no need to justify yourself in any way. The first chick, based on how you presented yourself, thinks that you are a super guy, not cool, but super. And that's it, you just continue as usual. Your secret may never get revealed. So now I gave you one more reason to execute the opener correctly. If the chick is walking, you will have to intercept her. That's right, intercept her like me. Imagine that she's walking on an imaginary line. Good. Now Shark tells you to find the shortest way to that line and to get on the line. Now the chick is a few meters away from you. Listen to this carefully. It is one of the foundations of I Like You game. As she is closing on you, she will of course suppose that you will move away, cause her majestic beauty makes an aura around her and gives her immense power. But you are caught by Shark, and you will start walking straight towards her. You will walk in an alpha way, and look at her and check her out, cause remember, you are the selector. As you two close on, it is time for the following Shark's move. You must stop her like you would stop a charging water gun. Well, not exactly like that, of course. But you must stop her using both hands. You don't have to physically touch her, of course. But she must be stopped. If she doesn't stop, then obviously you are looking at some lame drug dealer. But they don't do anything, and just on the last moment, they try to sell you drugs. So say stop, or please stop. Now you have three openers to use. Choose the one you like most. You look beautiful. I would like to get to know you. I like you. I would like to get to know you. And do you know who you remind me of? Of somebody I should meet. To make you remember, if girls don't seem to stop at you, try raising your hands a bit higher. I will now describe what to do with the last opener. Do you know who you remind me of? Of somebody I should meet. When you say, do you know who you remind me of? It must seem genuine.
To death. And this is a fascinating subject called excitotoxicity, the same neurotransmitter that does wondrous things for you and gets you into a good college. If you get too much of it around, it can kill neurons in that part of the brain. These are expensive synapses to operate. And what we immediately know is, for the same exact neurological disaster throughout the brain, these are some of the first neurons to die.
From electromagnetic fields, you know, all the controversy about power lines and all the rest of it. So apparently there may be something, but I always thought magnetics, as a general rule, didn't have any effect at all on a
biological system is not at the level of RF heating, which was the old standard in the United States. The Russians long since have learned better, and of course they do know better here now, but the standard used to be 1/10 of a watt or 100 milliwatts per square inch was considered the threshold of heating of human tissue, and that was considered the danger point, and no consideration was given to the biological effects of much weaker fields.
Over long term as well.
Long term or short term, the window frequency short term.
Or metaphysics.
Now I want to ask you a question. How many objections do you try to handle before you say to yourself, you know what, this person is truly not interested?
Gary Geiserman, delivering the last syllogism, been a problem for many prior civilizations. Couldn't even get the stone tablet thing going. You got it now, man.
Poo-poo here is my office. Don't have to go next door and do it on Kissinger.
Okay, Mr. Faisal, let's say you go sit down, you want to have some noodle, some to eat. You want to have some wine? You say...
Got it moving now.
We don't have that. You say... Huang Chiu Chiu.
Got a nice end game going, the side pocket.
That means yellow wine will suffice and give me bubble gum.
101% completely conventional.
Now, if you don't want that, you want a mineral water.
Civilization. Tracking.
Which means, please prepare a water pipe, as probably someone will want to smoke.
Getting ready for the
someone in the school snag down. How it ended up that way.
Flip over.
The terrorist eventually went to Yale, but during high school,
a long
he never
motherfucking
managed to be regarded
time.
As anything but.
You should take the solutions to be
here in the little God school. Not really a school unless you are in a blue state and all. All into that whole,
They're evil.
Getting
they're
ahead
black,
in the game
killers,
routine.
But they're not stupid. Not so something's like going on.
Mom
well, you
dad.
Said when I asked all the things you just said, you also said, do they have medical systems that are able to extract?
Well, does Bowler, what he got through,
and they're using this as a population control mechanism.
Wagon of course, it's another tool in the population reduction plan.
They have any of that.
Technology that is probably 20 to 30 years beyond that which so the public is allowed
like
to
that.
Avail itself of.
Gotta,
and I wouldn't be at all surprised if they have to take these people who have been contaminated and somehow neutralize it or deal with it. It wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Metaphysics.com,
well,
of course.
You, Jeff, I mean, when we look at their mentality, what type of
download those
psychopaths?
When DynCorp got
those
caught,
mothers.
We have that Cynthia McKinney clip, kidnapping
200,000
in the Middle East, Israel.
No RSS on that fucker.
I mean, they even World Daily's talked about Bill
goddamn Heine alone, will you?
You know, and his top people going and enjoying those. I mean, this is
where
I
do
mean,
you come up with the word? I run out of words. Evil, dark.
Economic and the emergence of a new form, the economic polity.
Meeting the reality where once again we have to use force in this way. Cause, effect, we've got to. But that's why those things are occurring. That's why there's one of the reasons why there's an increase in that kind of violence, in that kind of dominance, as sort of the last throes, if you will.
For many European farmers who say globalization is destroying a way of life on their continent, that global corporations will now reap the gains they...
You and Joe spent some time with Reuters on the flight to Brussels. They helped us on that steel story.
I think there's something funny about these new media ownership limits.
Who's on first funny?
Something's rotten in the state of Denmark funny.
Unless you and me never do a stand-up act.
Or a local TV broadcast, if I'm reading this correctly.
Press guidance says it's a victory. They were going to let conglomerates like Mert Media, Viacom, get into 45% of all homes.
And now it's 39.37%, a number that ought to come with a decoder ring and a jar of Ovaltine.
What do you want? There was a public outcry. They settled for lower numbers.
A number no one can explain.
The FCC is totally independent. These media companies are your constituents.
Now, the public are my constituents, and when big business can soak up more and more local media...
Ben needs to stop by before you leave for Brussels.
No, tell him it's a bad day. He can't. Tell him I'll call him from the plane. How come no one can explain this number?
Well, you're talking about deregulation. You want to crack that code? Follow the money.
I'll take care of your Reuters thing. Carol... pull the FCC and media ownership records from last year, will you?
Reaction to the fact that impact is changing now, or reality, the resonant causation is becoming stronger. Well, without lifting a finger to have contact, I can dream a different world. I can dream people being different. Whether that's a night dream that I consciously create, that as I move into the dream world, as I work with the magic of my night dreams, that I choose to dream so-and-so different.
The girl that he needs to put in the film is Camilla Rhodes. Interestingly enough, that is the name of Diane's real-life love interest. And this helps to explain why Camilla is always getting the top roles, because somebody's making her get the top roles. This would explain somebody who thinks that they're a quality actress but can never get a break. Obviously, it's all rigged. Remember, though, this is a dream, so we're kind of flowing through here. He then goes to cast his film, decides to cast his film, and meanwhile, Betty is doing an actress, an audition. She does an amazing audition and just really shows her chops as an actress against Chad Everett there, so it's a great scene. The people see that she is so great, they take her over to Adam Kesher's set to have her try out for that film, but of course, it's already been set up. Camilla Rhodes is going to get that particular role. So now you've got, she comes back to the apartment because she has made a promise to Rita that she needs to help Rita figure out who she is. They have a couple of clues. They're going to follow them out. They find a phone number of an apartment they're going to call. And there's an interesting dialogue here where they're kind of talking about, they think that they might have found the number. It's for Diane Selwyn, of the person they need to call.
and they think that it might be Rita. And there's some scenes there where they say, boy, isn't it weird to, you know, have you ever called yourself before? You know, this might be you and you don't know. Of course, And there's some scenes there where they say, boy, isn't it weird to, you know, have you ever called yourself before?
You strictly want to park it and make sure beyond
any shadow of a doubt that money will be there when you need it.
Get me out of here! Cut me loose, damn it!
Child, we're going out to get Blair the test. If he tries to make it back here and we're not with him, burn it. Child, we're going out to get Blair the test. If he
the oppression that the operation of this system and the actions of its ruling
who later developed Mathematica, the program that is now widely used in high schools and colleges. It sufficed for summer work, but Wolfram was looking for a professional coder to help him develop software products.
They invoked at will. It interrupts the mind state of moving to what we don't have by focusing on what we do have.
And the saving, I just, hey, how'd you know that?
I read it in the Gabriel Daily Trumpet.
Well, anyway, I got an ear infection. It was weeks before I could go back running errands at the Gower drugstore. So what does Gower do? He hits me in my bad ear.
Why?
Well, he just heard about his son. He died in college from typhoid. Gower had been drinking. I wouldn't deliver some medicine for Mrs. Blaine's little girl.
To the Germans. They, in turn, will immediately inform the French government at Bordeaux, or wherever it is, by wire and or telephone. And then... 6 hours after this, 6 hours after the Germans informed the French government at Bordeaux that Italy and France had signed an armistice, then the fighting stopped.
Is that fair?
Yes.
That I can dream in night dreams, in daydreams, in conscious dreams, in conscious visions, in meditations, in intuitive flashes, in gestalts, in the varieties of ways in which I dream. The Lemurian technique, it's a dream, it's a dream, it's a dream, is going to work for some of you who never quite got it to work before.
Terrorists achieve the objective of frightening our nation to the point where we don't, where people don't shop. Where people don't shop. We cannot let the terrorists achieve the objective of frightening our nation to the point where we don't, where we don't conduct business, where people don't shop.
I mean, I can change a reality by touching my finger here and there and saying it's a dream, it's a dream, it's a dream, and then dreaming what I want to happen.
Right.
So that leaves what for you to do if you
that leaves everything
hope, want to help, if you want to help people to allocate their time in such a way as to maximize their pleasure or their instruction. What do they expect the critic to tell them?
Well, if they come to me, I'll tell them a very strange and disconcerting thing to begin with. I'll say, read everything. It's not such strange and disconcerting advice. I'll rephrase it. Test all things, cling to those which are true. Test all things, cling to those which are true.
No robins, no nuthatches, there's your book.
I can't buy that, it's torn. I wonder if you have...
Come on, ask me anything. We got lots of books here, though. It's a bookshop.
How about Biggles Combs His Hair?
No, we don't have that one. Funny.
The Gospel According to Charlie Drake?
No. Try me again.
I know. Ethel the Aardvark Goes Quantity Surveying.
No.
Ponder the quality of their life. Isn't that a lot to ask of people?
Yeah, it is, but you don't have to wake up every morning and ask that question.
Okay, Ed, Nate. I'm holding three remote feeds. Music film ready to go. Top of the report coming at ya.
Black. It's as evil as it gets, and they're...
In fact, if you look at this really, really closely, you'll see that the wrinkles come in two flavors.
Glass, in fact, are responsible for keeping them in.
Life, and everything that led me to them. I have concentrated in it what has been and will be meaningful to me. In my opinion, a warrior's album is something most concrete, something so to the point that it is shattering. I had no clue as to what Don Juan wanted, and yet I did understand him to perfection.
Only when you decide you want to take a look at your value up against all your other neighbors.
I guess what I'm getting at is, are we bringing ideals that are superhuman to this? I'm not necessarily saying that we are, but are we?
Right? Well, it is a valid question. And because like I said, it takes more effort and energy to become aware of who you are, what you're doing, and why you're creating and why you're experiencing things the way you are, rather than to just get up and do those things that you do every day.
I guess what I'm getting at is I see some... part of this where the scale comes into it. When I'm dealing with a dozen or so people, it's easy to just get caught up in where I live and the quality of my life. But when I'm dealing with hundreds of people every day, it becomes a superhuman task to ask these quality of life questions or do anything about them. When the community grows from then hundreds to thousands to tens of thousands, where do I begin doing something?
Well, I think there's two places you can begin to do something. One is you don't have to ask that question quite as often as I think people find themselves asking that question. I think kind of the isolation of modern living causes people daily to go, who am I? What's the meaning of my life? And they're forced to continually ask this question, and they switch over to the metric of how much stuff do I have and how am I doing compared to my neighbors.
A recording tool, but a real creation tool.
Publishing creation.
If you have a business executive who really wants to take on social responsibilities, get rid of him fast. He doesn't have the right sense of priorities and will do a poor job running the business.
Thank you.
They tried to make it 45%.
Why do you think they're rolling it back?
And why, you might ask, to 39.37%. I have here the FCC media ownership records. Turns out, last year, Mert Media illegally purchased 9 local TV stations, which brings them up to the magic number of, drumroll please, 39.37%. And Viacom's at 38.8%, and News Corp's at 37.8%. In other words, the FCC is bailing out, as in posting bail, for huge companies that were illegally gobbling up TV stations like greasy hors d'oeuvres. Would you like me to draw you a diagram?
Can I ask about the Brussels trip?
No, you can't ask about the Brussels trip. This is a big story.
My business desk is handling
it. Then bang on your editors. This isn't some technical business story. This is about diversity on the airwaves, the marketplace of ideas, ensuring a healthy exchange of... You don't want to write this because it's about your corporate owners.
There are a million places to get news. We compete for every story.
Like you're competing for this one? Let me walk you through the numbers. Talk to your editors. Trust me, this is a story.
Have a cardiac arrest. Somebody's heart stops beating. We all know from ER by now, you got to get the brain working. You got to get the heart beating again within 4 to 5 minutes, because if you don't, you...
And manipulate. I don't have to go in there and cajole. I don't have to go in there and try to make people feel guilty. I don't have to go in there and whine and cry and beg and... Well, that sounds like anarchy. We can't have people doing that. What are you dreaming about me? What are you dreaming about me? Don't you dream me different. What if everybody about went about dreaming everybody differently? It'd be anarchy. It doesn't stand alone, does it? Intention. Intention. Attention. Resonance.
A money market fund that's very short term, something like Capital Preservation Fund out in California. You know your money will be safe. Now, if you've got some speculative cash and you've got something safe, you say, I'm willing to risk, 30% in order to try to make 50, or whatever. In other words, speculative money. Then you might turn to the stock market, and the safest thing there is a mutual fund right now.
Things like T. Rowe.
Sure.
Stuff like that. You could put in $40 a week, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
They all work together.
resonant causation.
Shut up! Fuck.
And your soul is more involved than ever. We'll get to that in a moment. But your soul is more involved than ever.
Hey! Hey! You stupid fuck! Where's my money?
If they say to me, as a critic, why do you think Dracula survived? Though it doesn't come up to specifications in terms of the quality of its language, its form, and so forth, then I would be forced to begin to invent a whole new method of talking about books, and I would talk about something called myth or archetype. People.
And then he gets on, he goes, Robert, don't worry about it. All we have to do is just adjust the dose of the medication. When can you come in? I said, when does the nurse go on vacation? Because I don't want to face her now that she knows I can't get it up.
It's not going to let you dream so-and-so robbing a bank so they'll get put in jail. Then I'll get their job. That's how I'll get promoted. I'll dream them breaking a leg. Somehow you've removed yourself from resonant causation. And yet again, you say, your soul's not going to let you do that. Well, what if I'm not in touch with my soul? Then you're not going to allow resonant causation to work. You see, it's somewhat of a positive catch-22, isn't it? Well, what are people out there who don't know anything about their soul? They can touch and squeeze all they want. It's not going to work for them. Because, you see, the requisite is that level of spirituality where you will allow it to work is the same level of spirituality where you have the spiritual character to work it with the proper intent, character intent.
I can't say I've several hundred.
2, 1.
Mess with capitalism? That's a free market. How dare you think of messing with the free market? One formula solves everything attitude that is somewhat pervasive. And I see why people want that. They want to go, I understand this now. This is the solution. I've got it in my hand. Now I can go on with life. But as soon as things change, the rules change. Yeah.
One size doesn't fit all.
Well, when things change too quickly, one thing that happens fear kicks in. Then a lot of irrational thinking comes in. Right? We've got to control growth. We've got to keep the contractors under control. When it's a growth. The city council's moratorium.
Where this goes, we can get to where this goes with national politics.
You can see that happening. If you sit in our city council meeting, a few weeks ago, where we discussed a moratorium on growth, you do get the sense that there's a fearfulness that's kicked in, a fear factor that's kicked in, and not all the thinking out there that's being kicked around sure doesn't sound rational when you hear people talking about what's happening.
You can almost see the hairs standing up on the back of their neck, and then they're in this other mode, and calm things don't not come. Thoughtful things stop happening when you go into fear mode.
Well, maybe it's a good time to take a break
again.
Let me remind you that you're welcome to write to us, dj@mountainradio.com, if you have thoughts on this topic. Whether you're listening live on this spectacular Saturday morning in Ouray, Colorado, or whether you're listening to the program pre-recorded, your comments are welcome, and if it comes up when you're listening to a recorded show, we'll do our best to get to your comments in a future episode.
Great, if you write computer code, live in suburban Bombay.
They're serious about the 17,000 jobs?
They say it's going to be 3.3 million over 10 years. The tech lobby screwed me on this. They were pressing India the whole time. Parsons and his guys from the CWA are coming here now. If I let you down on this, if I missed some...
I sent you in there to close the deal. No one does it better.
We need a strategy.
For Capitol Hill.
If it becomes a story, yeah, I'm worried the Republicans aren't going to like this deal as it is, but that's not our biggest problem.
We all run the computer industry.
No, look, we have to give something to Parsons, to the union, to balance this out.
Give them what?
The government only buys software made in America.
First, foreign countries would retaliate against us. Second, we buy only the lowest cost goods or we burn taxpayers' money.
So we help a few taxpayers earn money.
Congress would laugh us out of the room. It costs $15, $20 billion a year.
I'm talking short term till the benefits of the trade deal kick in.
Where's your suit made?
I get this in Georgetown.
Where's it made?
Mexico.
I think those made in the USA labels are sewn in Mexico now. You want to ask Congress and the OMB to do what no self-respecting clothes horse would do. Let's see if this becomes a thing on the Hill.
I'm talking about the union.
The president's right, or trumpeter, or whoever. Sometimes you destroy to create.
I can't say. I'd imagine several hundred troops over 25 years.
Further, it's not so much about dreaming other people as dreaming yourself.
The lips, the gateway of your voice, the portal through which sounds pass. Portals.
My books grew in popularity, especially one titled The World Is As You Dream It.
I have lots of names for this. Primordial images.
Man. I collapsed into a chair, overcome with emotion. Throughout the week, I spent much of my free time on that balcony, looking down on Leinster Bay, trying to understand my feelings.
Let me know then that he was going to drive throughout Arizona and New Mexico, visiting all the places where he had done work in the past, renewing in this fashion his relationships with the people who had been his anthropological informants.
Now that, of course, isn't modern data, and it's all a result of the Philadelphia experiment and with the aftermath and all of the studies that were made.
I don't want to get too technical on everybody, Al, but I would be interested, what kind of frequency range are you talking about when you say window frequencies?
Window frequencies, in terms of the human brain, the magnetic response, you're dealing in frequencies typically below 30 hertz.
Oh, very low frequencies, then.
That's correct, ELF.
Oh, I'll be darned. And I thought you were going to say just the opposite. I thought you were going to talk about 1 gigahertz and up.
RF, you will talk about high frequencies in the range of the spinal resonance, around 450 megahertz. The brain cavity resonance is somewhere, depending on the size of the cavity of the human head, anywhere from roughly 850 to 1,000 megahertz for 1 gigahertz, which also gets into the range of the cellular phone and the problem.
I was just about to say that. These people holding these cellular phones up ought to perhaps think better of it. One sec.
You know, this might be you and you don't know. Of course, the interesting thing there is it's actually Betty. Regardless, they go to this apartment, they find that there's a person that has deceased there, and they come back to the original apartment. They're very suspicious the whole time. It seems that there are some people keeping track on that apartment. They come back to the apartment. There is essentially a love scene that takes place. And then in the middle of the night, Rita wakes up and says, we have to go someplace. At this time, they go to Club Silencio, which is one of these scenes that you just can't forget once you see it. And in Club Silencio, you have an announcer that comes out who keeps talking basically about the fact that there is no band, that everything you're going to hear is not real, it's all a tape. And then they demonstrate the fact that it's not real and it's a tape, meaning they play some music and you see the people take the instruments away from their mouth. And then a singer comes out and does a great job on singing the Spanish version of Roy Orbison's song, Crying. And at this point, Betty has kind of some convulsions, as this is where the dream is coming to an end, if you will. The person singing all of a sudden is doing a great job and is singing just long enough for you to get into it again and think that she's singing, and then she collapses and dies. And at this point, they go rushing back to the apartment. Rita and Betty are getting ready to look at something. Rita turns around. Betty's gone. Rita, at that point, has a blue key. There's a blue box that they have. She inserts the blue key, opens the box, and then from her perspective, she goes into the box. And the next thing you know, we have transferred through, and we now have Betty back as Diane again in bed.
So let me actually point out the two flavors of wrinkles. I'm going to use a thinner piece of paper so we can actually see the folds a little bit easier.
The door is still a crack open.
If you were to endeavor to make a mechanism, a machine of some sort, that would accomplish time travel, what avenue would you explore?
Well, again, the only avenue that I consider worthy of thinking about right now is the travel to the future, because that's the one that I only think there's even a chance we'll ever realize.
Okay.
Different. About dreaming the future and the resonance of that future. About shifting your thoughts, shifting your feelings, the attention and intention to create a different resonance that will open you to a whole new range. our futures. As we've said before, so important to understand that whatever your resonance is, there is a wedge of possible futures, a range of futures that are can survive within our resonance. There are certain dark and light futures. And the higher that resonance is, the less dark the darkness, and the more bright the brightness. The lower that resonance is, the darker the darkness, and the dimmer the brightness. Resonance. If your resonance is down here, perhaps the most positive future you can create is nothing going wrong.
Then what is your affair in Elsinore?
But not everybody's there. Somebody else is up here. And nothing going wrong is their mid-range. And all kinds of successes is their top range.
Thrift, Horatio, the funeral baked meats did coldly furnish forth the marriage table. Would I have met my dearest foe in heaven or ever I had seen that day, Horatio? My father... He thinks I see my father. Where, my lord? In my mind's eye, Horatio.
I was a goodly king.
He was a man, taken for all in all. I shall not look upon his life again.
I've taken it at least every 2 years in recent time. Before that, I was taking it about every 6 months.
And I would say that certain books, which may be pretty low on instruction and don't even delight in the ordinary sense of the word, because what horrifies you and you know, horror pornography or sexual pornography is not delight in the ordinary sense of the word. Some of those books may do something else to you. That is to say, they may touch that essential archetypal mythological material which is in all of our minds and which is the one thing that keeps us together. I mean, this is a populist line I'm giving you. What I mean is this, that sometimes it seems to me that almost everything that happens from here on up in our heads, all our conscious ideas separate us. You and I, if we discussed many things about politics, for instance, might find we disagreed. But if we were to swap nightmare stories, I bet we would discover that there are places where we live in the same region.
But you never ask the question, prove it, that it exists. It is there because it is there, and it is there because it is real. Similarly, in the case of God, God is not an idea. Look how far we have moved away from Hermann Cohn here. God is a presence. God is like a person. God taps you on your shoulder. God speaks with you. You relate to God because He is out there. How do you find Him or her? By experiencing life fully. By engaging life fully. Not experiencing is the wrong word, actually, because that's an I-it word. But the totality of life-enriching experiences...
central nervous system and the immune system communicate. Biological pathways that make the mind, the emotions, and the body not separate, but intimate.
Someone over here. And likewise, even illness is a resonance.
Turned over to the French government and the French delegate there. And so the negotiations went on. Last night and today, the ending of the war between the French and the Germans. stationing the French would return to the car again for further talks with General Keitel.
It must be in some way, because we've left those ideals unattended.
Trade. These Belgian farmers think it's going to cost them jobs.
Probably will, because it lets in cheaper produce.
But Belgium's for it anyway.
Maybe bad for their farmers, but it's good for their economy.
Then who's their economy for?
You made me. I had to do that.
I think this is a good idea.
I wanted to apologize.
Please, don't apologize. It's one thing I can't stand is women who apologize for wanting sex.
I'm not apologizing for what I did. I'm apologizing for what I didn't.
Corporations will respond to ridicule. They do not like being made to look like jackasses. They will respond to an incredible amount of public pressure. They will respond to going to jail. If there's a chance that they or their executives may have to go to jail or lose all the money that they've been hoarding.
Apostles, the other six were yet to be chosen, were looking for him appropriately to announce his forthcoming kingdom by some startling and supernatural manifestation.
Before that, and then when there were times when I was just drinking it out of the bottle, I mean, I was, you could say, well, the refractory period was working, so I wasn't doing anything, but I mean, I was just taking thousands and thousands of doses for like weeks at a time.
Some overlapping enthusiasm in the units.
A corporation is the property of its stockholders, and its interests are the interests of its stockholders. Now, beyond that, should it spend the stockholders' money for purposes which it regards as socially responsible, but which it cannot connect to its bottom line? The answer, I would say, is no. In doing so, it is acting like a government. It is imposing taxes and spending taxes without a popular grant. The corporation doesn't have any money to spend. If it spends money, it's spending its stockholders' money, or it's spending its employees' money, or it's spending the money of its customers. I've observed in talk about social responsibility that it's not clear who's deciding what is socially responsible. Corporations, especially big corporations, set up a separate branch or a separate section to deal with this social relations. And that section is typically run by somebody who's not really involved in the corporate activity, who is not really concerned with serving the interests of the corporation. It's sort of pure advertising. And as such, I think it's a waste of money. And more than a waste of money, it often is being spent on things which are adverse to the interests of the corporation and to the society as I would view it.
Steve, I was trying to stay eternally high.
Don't shoot.
See what impact. I was trying to stay eternally high, basically.
Or good dream stories, for that matter.
And therefore, in this frequency, there are certain diseases that don't exist. No matter how contagious they might be in this resonance, they don't exist in this.
Now, can we talk about the Brussels trip?
No, we can't. Carol tells me you're not even pitching the FCC story.
It's a business story. Just because I don't agree with your take on it.
I don't have a take. The FCC looked at how many stations were already owned by the six or seven biggest companies and used that as the number, so nobody'd have to sell anything.
Media monopolies are history. The internet's exploding, TV's every guy with a camcorder and a digital uplink.
Yet one company can now own stations in 199 of the nation's 210 media markets. One company can influence the elections of 98 senators, 382 House members.
It's a free country.
Till Comcast and Clear Channel puts a big bullhorn in every town square it is. A free country.
I am not a media critic.
No one in the media is. That's the problem.
You're just trying to knock me off the story about job losses.
That isn't a story. It's an allegation.
Those are white-collar jobs. The new economy jobs the president brags about creating.
People need to know this FCC thing isn't a victory. It's less, but by the exact amount the companies wanted.
Now you're getting into glass empty, glass full territory.
I'm trying to talk about who pours the water.
Then let's talk about it. Because when seats come open in your briefing room, I don't see you giving them to the Pensauken and Post or Radio Free Botswana or some guy with a digital uplink.
We're not the ones buying up all the media.
But you're the ones giving them access. How many seats does Mert Media alone have in there? Three? How many companies are even represented? Seven? Eight?
You want there to be even fewer?
No. I want to talk about Brussels, and you don't, and I'm on a deadline.
I mean, Timothy really wanted... was the Johnny Appleseed. He just wanted everybody to have the experience, and he realized that if the culture was really going to change.
And I think the emphasis has to be put now
we're not saying step out in front of a bus because that's not in this resonance, so you can do it. You see, you can step out in front of a bus here because it's not possible future that I'll get run over by a bus. But as soon as you start contemplating paying attention, boom-bitty-boom-bitty-boom-boom-boom, you see, by the time you reach the curb, you've shifted resonance. Now you step out of the bus and you get smashed, splattered. And your dying breath is, but. It wasn't supposed to be there. Either were you.
What? Ethel the aardvark goes quantity surveying. Ethel the... Got him! I've seen it somewhere! Yes! Here we are! Ethel the aardvark goes quantity surveying! There's your book! Now, buy it!
I don't have enough money.
I'll take a deposit.
I don't have any money.
I'll take a check.
I don't have a checkbook.
I'll take a blank one.
I haven't got a bank account.
Right! I'll buy it for you! There you are. There's your change. There's some money for a taxi on the way home. There's your book.
Wait,
now,
wait,
now,
wait.
What? I can't read. You can't read. Right, sit down. Sit down. Are you sitting comfortably? Right. Ethel the aardvark was hopping down the river now.
Let's talk about portals, doorways. If you want to get out of a building and go outside and the door is closed, can you go through the door without opening it?
Diego Physics Department into a lively and eclectic place, and he offered me a research position there. One evening that summer, Rossel and I finished loading up an 18-wheeler semi-trailer with our computer gear and headed west.
Well asked, well answered. Boulder, Colorado. Hello.
Yes, hello, Larry. Mr. Prechter, it's a pleasure. I'm a broker here in Boulder, Colorado, and I was wondering what advice you had for those who were in mutual funds who basically took quite a hit back there in April.
Majesty, he suffered a sudden attack. Come, Your Highness, quickly.
Father?
Come closer, my dear.
Oh, Father, I'm afraid.
My beloved child, the time has come for me to leave you, but not in sorrow. Or I leave you in loving hands.
Yes, my dearest husband.
Swear to me that you will protect Snow White and love her as I have until she comes of age.
That, and I guess that's an old joke. I guess that's been said to you before.
Mutual funds, as you know. And what your prospects were for energy investments in addition to income-producing real estate.
You tried to fuck the wrong guy. Where's my money?
For the sake of correcting the situation which we have,
By the way, I was just out in Colorado a couple of weeks ago.
Resonance.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, and crimes. Conspiracies, cover-ups, and crimes.
What I say about these conspiracy theorists is they may not have the right answers, but they're asking the right questions.
It's interesting. You find, like, in a lot of people's homes, you find a lot of pictures of the children when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think makes us, not just my family, but so many families, distinct, say, in comparison to 100 years ago, is that we put pictures of children up in our houses, not of ancestors.
In between these two truths does not know the profound point of the Buddha's teaching.
I had no choice.
The idea of patriarchy, and that comes back to who we are as human beings, what forms us, what are our cultures and institutions reflecting. And patriarchy is many millennia old system that has prevailed in much of the world that takes human differences and assigns to them unequal value, dominant and subordinate. And on the basis of that, hands out privileges and goodies accordingly. It's a male word linguistically, and historically it was men who set up these categories. However, as we use it, and there are other terms, a woman named Leon Eisler calls it the dominator culture, to avoid it only sounding male. I, for instance, am conscious of the need to struggle with my own patriarchal behavior. I was raised in this culture. I have tendencies to dominate with my strengths. So it's not about men, women, although that gender differential remains. It's about any struggle for equity, and even more than that, the notion of a hierarchy of human beings. So that the modern corporation, and as we know it today, it's different in scale and in very many ways. The modern corporation is the quintessential patriarchal institution, exercising power over. That's the hallmark of patriarchy or a dominator culture. It's exercising power over, based on wealth, based on human difference, whatever. So that any kind of vision of democracy, of peace, of justice, must, whatever terminology people use, look at this larger framework and recognize that it's completely different behaviors that we need to call forth in ourselves. Again, of mutuality, cooperation, all the relational. And I'm just conscious of how important that relational, relationship word is in all this work, among people, with our institutions, with the earth.
On the dream material, on the archetypal material, on the primordial images. Teachers of literature in all the colleges and universities of the United States are up against the fact that fewer and fewer people enroll in their classes. That people do not find in classes in literature the delights of literature, the essential thrill of literature, the vision which literature presumably gives. Now, there are some teachers who say the way to deal with that is give courses in pornography. And they touch us where we live, and especially where in this urban world, even the most urban of us still lives in nature, sex. They touch us especially strongly. As I use the word pornography in my own thinking about it, I've extended it to include three things. Hardcore erotic porn, right, which gives you a sexual titillation. Horror porn, which makes your blood run cold and the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Sentimental porn, which gives you that secondary orgasm of weeping. Right? But all three of these forms of literature make us go out of control. Right? And that's what literature is all about. And that's the way it tells a funny kind of truth. All kinds of art.
It's all burial insurance, isn't it? Seven seas, yeah?
you can hold and lift residence. Centering, clarity, choice. Commitment. Commitment is a resonance holder and lifter. The authenticity, the clarity, the courage, the perseverance, the conviction, the coherence, and the acceptance is a resonance holder.
You made certain choices in your life that you paid for. You said you made them because you were good at something and it was easy. Do you think you're the only person that's good at something?
And the uniqueness of you at the same time as you find the sameness and the beauty of oneness. To be separate and one simultaneously.
Good. Done.
Complexity. Challenge. Creativity. Resonant causation, the ultimate causation, with the change becomes now more visible, more apparent, more powerful. Fourthly, on a very personal, a very private level, understand that when the vortex opens and fills you with the light, as it has, that light is in you. Therefore, and everyone else for that matter. Therefore, what you're going to notice in your world is everybody is going to be reaching for their spirituality. Not for your spirituality, mind you. Their spirituality. It's not about them copying you or doing your spirituality. It's not like everybody's going to start reading spiritual books and meditating and talking, because this is your metaphysical spirituality. Others have their own.
I know everything now.
And as we've said, and we reiterate here, because it's so important to let in, that with the light, with that energy now inside you, people are going to respond to a hunger that they might not even know what it is about. They're going to respond to a thirst that they don't even understand. People are going to be reaching and stretching for their immortality and their eternity. They're going to be reaching and stretching in whatever way they can for a greater sense of human dignity. This is what part of the dream is. Human dignity, vision, character, participation, the four major crises responded to, resolved, and part of what that is about is that sense of longevity and immortality. I might be here for a while. I might be here for a while.
Why is James Fenimore Cooper, great novelist, always bothers students? They don't like him very much. And any fool, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, can see what's wrong with him. He writes wooden dialogue. When he thinks he's funny, he falls flat. His high life characters are indistinguishable from each other and not a bit interesting. In his best book, The Last of the Mohicans, he tells the story once, and he's only halfway through the requisite number of pages. He tells it all over again. And yet, that's a book which continues to move people. And I say to my students, why?
Move people of what age?
of all ages. I read a lot aloud in my own family. I've had 8 children, the oldest of whom is now pushing 35. And one of the books I try to test with them, they were mostly grown. The youngest was 12, I think, at this time. I said, I'm going to read you The Last of the Mohicans. We were in North Africa at the time. I thought that would be a great place to read The Last of the Mohicans. And at first they hated it, and then after a while everybody was fighting with everybody else to see who would do the reading, weren't they? And I think the answer is, I mean, in language I prefer to use at this point, I say Cooper had something which other writers who are superior to him in execution, right, executive form, however you say, don't have. He had great mythopoeic power. He could create things that became myths. When Uncle Tom's Cabin was written, Uncle Tom became the first living image of the black man in the mind of the Western white world. When James Fenimore Cooper created Natty Bumppo and Chingachgook, you know, then America existed in a way, images out of this world. And I like to think that one can even tell by the names that writers give their characters whether they have this mythopoeic power. You call a character Natty Bumppo, Chingachgook, you've got it. You call a character Flem Snopes, you've got it, right? But if you're Henry James and your idea of a name for a character is Hyacinth Robinson, you haven't got it. You really haven't got it.
He will fade from the memory, huh?
Yes.
Therefore, what I do might have impact.
New.
Mm-hmm. So for I feel, and I'm very influenced here by the Art for Art's Sake movement, typified by Oscar Wilde in the late 19th century, I feel that art has a spiritual dimension. Art is my religion. There's no doubt about it. And I feel that every great poem, every great work of art is sacred. And the critic should revere art, and the critic should serve art, and open a way between the audience and the artwork. Not get in the way, not trash the artwork.
Aren't you going to offer us a drink?
Bill, I don't know how this happened.
I do. You were so desperate to help a bunch of soft money donating CEOs that you sold us up the Ganges River.
I'm sorry, but I got to ask you not to go public with this yet. Hard as it seems, we're creating jobs. We're growing this economy.
For who? Foreign investors?
People are criminals. They're criminals, what they've done to art.
Hey, what good is the economy without the people in it?
You knew we were for free trade. You knew it when you endorsed us 5 years ago.
Yeah, because you told us that we might lose old economy jobs, shoe manufacturing, to some dirt poor country. But if we trained ourselves, we'd get better jobs. Now they're being vacuumed out of here, too.
I feel that in this period where the young are surrounded by now a very low-level popular culture in which the web is now the dominant form of communication, which I champion. I began writing for Salon.com from its first issue in 1995. Okay, I champion it. But a young generation totally immersed in this decrepit popular culture and the web with all its like speed in its truncated kind of language, this is a soulless. You know, that's happening. With art, whether it's a great poem or a great painting, you stop, you stare, you focus. Okay, you're alone with the artwork, right? And we must encourage young people and general readers, right, to begin that engagement, you know, again, or to renew it if they had it in college.
Are we still capable? Given that
yes.
We're pickled in all this mass media and the web and everything,
yes.
We can still go back to
yes.
The ordinary American citizen, look at Shakespeare, look at John Donne, look at Whitman, you name it.
There was a time when American poetry was at the heart of American culture. Throughout the 19th century, the period of Whitman, right down to World War II. Actually, people enjoyed poetry declamations. They would they would memorize and recite poems in high school and so on. That habit is gone because of the dominance of modern popular culture.
We're going to fight for more job training. More transition assistance.
I have members on their third and fourth careers. What are they supposed to train for now? Nuclear physics? Cello playing? Or should they just give up and bag groceries for minimum wage?
I'd still buy them a nice house in Bangalore.
Well, I've got three kids in college. A bit late for a transfer, isn't it?
You'll have pension assistance, wage assistance, you name it.
I don't want burial insurance. My career isn't over yet. I want to keep my job.
You owe us that, Mr. Lyman.
You made that promise 5 years ago to my face in the Wayfair Hotel. They're going to stay right here till you tell them how you plan to honor it.
Our songs, the music.
My longevity, my immortality, my human dignity.
Shortly before midnight last night, the talks were broken off, and the French delegates, though cots had been provided for them in their tents, were driven by the Germans into Paris, some 50 miles away, where they spent the night. The city must have seemed strange to them, with the darkened streets completely deserted, because of the 10 o'clock curfew, no one can be out in the streets after that time.
Where are you going?
To your press room, then to Capitol Hill. One thing about the communication workers, we know how to communicate.
You look a lot better on TV.
The recipient has not enough time to read.
Why do I gotta carry this gun in my belt? Why not in my pocket? If this thing goes off and shoots my dick off, that's all I need.
Jimmy.
Anyways, why do we gotta wear matching leather jackets, these goddamn dumb caps?
Jimmy, these things make an impression on robbery witnesses. They'll see all this leather and strap it 6'4". And that cap will hide part of your face. I know what I'm doing.
Jumping Jesus, we look like the goddamn cats and jammer kids.
Thoughts and papers are being weighed in the balances.
The unconscious seeking that light is going to become more conscious more quickly, not just in the mid-years, but in all years.
Everything has supplanted that. But I think it's time again to look at the poem again. I believe that there is a kind of contemplative quality to our solitude with the individual work of art.
But you were all for pop culture when it still had this kind of mythos of the traditional culture behind it, in it.
Hollywood is America's greatest contribution to world culture. The fine arts have never taken deep root in America. We are a very practical, business-oriented country.
But you're saying it's being drained, being cut off from those?
Hollywood at its height had a passionate intensity, a range, a vision. Okay, there was an emotional resonance to the great acting. Okay. And the lavishness to the presentation. Now we're in a period of special effects, snarkiness, cynicism. I fear for young people brought up on the current pop.
The
cowboy comes in again, says, "Hey, pretty girl, time to wake up." Now, I don't really think that the cowboy is there. This is a transition from the dream world back to the real world. And you've got, then a neighbor comes over, wakes up Diane.